Hello everyone, this is Jim Lucy, Editor-in-Chief for Electrical Wholesaling and Electrical Marketing with episode number 91 of the Today's Electrical Economy podcast series sponsored by Champion Fiberglass. The company began producing epoxy fiberglass conduit and fittings in 1988 and in 1989 developed the first conduit from epoxy resins that had flame resistance and low smoke characteristics. This met the most stringent codes and specifications. Today we'll be talking about some of the largest construction projects that have broken ground so far this year. We'll also be looking at five key weekly economic indicators and give you a sense where the overall U.S. economy is headed. These indicators are initial unemployment claims at the state level, rail freight car traffic, the Baker Hughes rig count, oil prices, and copper prices. Our thanks again to Champion Fiberglass for sponsoring our Today's Electrical Economy podcast series for 2024. For the week ending March the 2nd, the advanced figure for seasonally adjusted initial unemployment claims was 217,000. That is unchanged from the previous week's revised level. The overall U.S. unemployment rate is 3.9%. These five states had the largest unemployment decreases for the week ending March the 2nd. Claims in Massachusetts were down 3,933. They were down to 5,395. Rhode Island saw a decrease of 1,936. They were down to 769. Georgia's claims down 1,074, now standing at 4,517. State of Oregon down 1,060, now standing at 2,803. And the state of Ohio down 393 claims, now at 5,460. We had three states that had claims increases more than 1,000, New York, California, and Texas. New York's claims were up 14,275. Their claims now stand at 29,428. California's claims up 6,150, now at 47,361. State of Texas up 2,013, claims now standing at 15,145. Michigan's claims were up 961, now standing at 5,925. And the state of Florida up 621, now standing at 5,637. An interesting leading economic indicator for the overall U.S. economy is freight rail traffic. It's a measure of the amount of raw materials and finished goods being shipped by rail. The best source for this data is the American Association of Railroads, or AAR.org. It publishes this data weekly. Total weekly rail traffic for the week ending March the 2nd was 483,138 carloads and intermodal units. This is up 3.9% compared with the same week last year. For the month of February, U.S. carload and intermodal unit originations was 1,925,860, and that's up 4.9%. Dr. Rand Godd, the newly appointed chief economist for the Association of Railroads, said in the press release, in February, U.S. rail traffic recovered from the disruptions caused by severe winter weather in January. However, a closer look at the February rail traffic data shows some elements that inspire optimism and elements that some also call for caution. Intermodal volumes have consistently grown over the past 6 months, signaling increasing confidence among consumers and retailers. At the same time, carloads of industrial products remain below levels from last spring and summer, reflecting the ongoing challenges in the industrial sector. Looking ahead, we hope to see improvements in manufacturing output and consumer spending, which are key drivers of rail transportation. This comes as the goods-producing sector of the economy has begun to rebound from the stagnation experienced in the sector following the post-COVID-19 period. When AAR took a look at the individual product categories of rail transport in February, there was 13 of the 20 carload commodity categories tracked by AAR, so gained carload gains compared with February 2023. These included motor vehicles and parts, up 6,777 carloads, chemicals up 6,522 carloads, and grain up 4,971 carloads. Commodities that saw declines in February were included coal, down 31,912 carloads, crushed stone, sand, and gravel, down 8,037 carloads, and non-metallic minerals, down 1,467 carloads. If you track the oil market, you're probably familiar with the Baker Hughes rig count, which tracks the oil and gas rigs that are operating. This data is available by state, by basin, and nationally at www.rigcount.bakerhughes.com. This slide gives you an idea of the largest oil and gas deposits. It gives you a good sense of just how many of them are in Texas and Oklahoma, and how big an area the Marcellus gas region covers in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and parts of West Virginia. There was a comparably large decline in the oil rig count during the first week of March, with a decline of 7 oil and gas rigs to a total of 622. 8 of the rigs that shut down were in Texas, and 2 of them were in the Permian Basin, the state's largest basin. There were three fewer in the Haynesville Basin, which covers both Texas and Louisiana. In total, gas and oil rigs are down 124 units compared to this time last year, and that's a decline of almost 17%. The current price of WTI crude oil as of March the 11th is $77.64. That's just over the average price over the past 12 months of $77.23 per barrel. Economists like to call copper pricing Dr. Copper because it's a leading economic indicator for future activity, since copper is used in so many industries. The construction industry is among the leading markets for copper because it was used in wire and cable and copper plumbing pipe. The current price for copper as of March 11th is $3.91 per pound. It remains in that range of $3.90 to $3.60 that it has been in since last May. We haven't hit the $4 mark for some time. The last time was actually, it looks like it was just around the very beginning of August. We also had a period from March of 2023 through part of April when we were over $4. There's no immediate sign that we're going to hit that level anytime soon. I'm working on updating Electrical Marketing's construction project database, which contains any project of at least $1 million in total construction value. The three project groups that stuck out the most because of the large projects making headlines over the past month or two were airports, hospitals, and of course, data centers. Let's take a look at the largest of them. If you happen to find this information useful, the Electrical Marketing database is updated each quarter as part of a $99 annual subscription to Electrical Marketing. I flagged over 200 projects of this size into the database over the past 12 months. Private and public hospital construction has been chugging along at a good pace recently, and according to the latest value of new construction data from the U.S. Census Bureau, private hospital construction is up 14% year over year right now, and public health construction is up 8.9% year over year. Let's take a look at some of the individual projects making news. The largest hospital project making news is the $3 billion Henry Ford Health Center in Detroit. It was approved in February of 2024, according to an article in the Detroit News. There's also another big project that broke ground last month, and that is in Torrance, California, which is in the Los Angeles metropolitan area, a $1.7 billion project at the Harbor UCLA Medical Center renovation and addition. Another billion-dollar project that went up is where the construction permits were filed. This is going back about a year ago now, but a very large project, if any of you have seen in Memphis, is the St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital Clinic and Office Towers. Breaking ground in December 23, University of Chicago Cancer Center, a total of construction value there about $815 million. Planning began in Terrell, Texas, and this was for the new Terrell State Hospital. That's up for $573 million. Another Texas hospital, and this one, the construction timeline was announced in October 23 in Wichita Falls, Texas, the new North Texas State Hospital. In San Diego, big project entered the planning phase back in May 2023, the Rady Children's Hospital, ICU and EMS Pavilion Center, and that is in San Diego. Also in California, and entering the planning stage in December of 2023, a $400 million project, the Acute Neuropsychiatric Hospital in Los Angeles. Also in California, and this is a project that began construction in October of 2023, the $400 million Southwest Healthcare Inland Valley Hospital in Wildomar, California. If you've been traveling by air recently, chances are pretty good that you've walked past or through a billion-dollar airport project, because they are just all over the country. I've logged more than 20 airport projects that broke ground or entering the planning phase or approval stage over the past 12 months. Let's take a look at the largest of them. Dallas-Fort Worth expansion is going to be a big one. Planning started in October 23 for a $4.8 billion addition. In St. Louis, there's also planning that's got underway in October for a $3 billion new airport in St. Louis there. Another Texas job at planning stages in Houston, $2.6 billion expansion of 40 gates added to George Bush International Airport, Intercontinental Airport, 40-gate modernization of Terminal B. In Columbus, looks like a very nice project, project just approved in February, the John Glenn International Expansion. That is a $2 billion project. Been a lot of work going on for quite some time in Pittsburgh, and that is a project going new terminal at also what has been some other new terminals there. This one coming in at over almost close to $1.6 billion in Hollywood, Burbank, California, in Burbank, California. Underway now, $1.5 billion project in Los Angeles. And this is at LAX, broke ground last August, underway at $1.4 billion. In Atlanta, one of the nation's largest airports, a project underway, Terminal D expansion. It's a $1.3 billion project. In the planning stages in San Antonio, $1 billion new terminal. And in Norfolk, Virginia, multiple projects coming in, $650 million. They're expecting to break ground sometime this year. We've covered all the data center construction quite a bit in these podcasts over the past couple of years. I recently ran across some new numbers at the website www.gtlinfra that shows the massive electrical opportunity these projects represent for this market. According to the data on this website, the electrical systems of data centers account for 40% to 45% of a project's total development cost. On a square footage basis, the website says that electrical systems can cost between $280 per square foot to $460 per square foot. That's just massive opportunity when you think that the general rule of thumb for a total value construction project, electrical can account for about 10% of a project. And here we are looking at something that's 40 to 45%. So there are data centers certainly loaded with all types of low voltage cabling, backup power systems, cable tray, lots and lots of data type, and all the different circuit protection. So a huge, huge opportunity. And from everything you hear and read about what's going on with AI and how the amount of capacity will need to increase for these their capacity, this data center market is going to be busy for many years to come. There's never any problem finding a billion-dollar data center project either breaking ground, underway, or in the planning stages. Some projects that were announced in Madison County, Mississippi, multiple projects, $10 billion worth of work in Mississippi by Amazon Web Services. In Utah, the Salt Lake City market, which is becoming a hotspot for data centers, $7 billion in track projects, Triple Tail, Eagle Mountain in Utah. They purchased 668 acres for some, what looks to be a very, very large project. Also, Amazon Web Services in New Albany, Ohio, plans announced in September 23 for $3.5 billion worth of work. Mesa, Arizona, we've been hearing of a number of different facilities out in the Mesa, Phoenix area. This one for $1.9 billion. They're arranging financing for the EdgeCore Digital Infrastructure Data Center expansion there. We mentioned just before in New Albany, Ohio. There's also some data centers going in Columbus and Lancaster, Ohio. Plans were announced back in August. Google plans expansion for three existing data centers. Total project, $1.7 billion total construction value. And when it's a pretty big chunk, when you figure 40 to 45%, it's electrical. It's a lot of work for electrical distributors, reps, and contractors in that area, as well as the manufacturers building the products there. Another one in New Albany, Ohio, plans announced in January, $1.5 billion for the QTS data centers. In Douglasville, Georgia, plans announced last October, $1.2 billion DC Blocks data center campus. In Elk Grove Village, just north of Chicago, broke ground in January, the Prime Data Center Campus, $1 billion project. Two other $1 billion projects by Microcenter, one breaking ground in September of last year, one in October, one in Mount Pleasant, Wisconsin, the other in Rome, Georgia. Also, this is going back a little ways, but they were at some pretty big Facebook data center buildings. So I mentioned $1 billion project, Sandstone, Virginia. That whole corridor west of Washington is certainly the most active data center in the area of them all. Oh, another big area for data centers, Ohio, entering the planning phase in May 2023. Buildings 3 and 4 of the Blue Sky Data Center, $932 million total estimated construction cost there. Another one that's got making news in the Indiana market, plans announced in Jeffersonville, Indiana in January for $800 million total value, 700,000 square foot data center campus. And one I just saw just the other day, planning stages, Tulsa, Oklahoma, the Anthem Data Center, $800 million construction value. That wraps up our podcast for today. And a special thanks to the folks at Champion Fiberglass for sponsoring today's Electrical Economy podcast series for 2024. Please contact me if there's any other type of economic data that you would like us to cover in these podcasts, or if you need some additional insight into some of the information that I've been covering here. Our next presentation will be on March the 25th. Until then, be happy, be healthy. Look forward to talking with you then. And if you're going to be at the Leducation Show next week, flag me down. I'll be there also on Tuesday and Wednesday. Take care. Look forward to talking with you in 2 weeks on March the 25th.